Listening Library presents Serafina and the Seven Stars by Robert Beatty. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell. Biltmore Estate, Asheville, North Carolina, 1900. Chapter 1. Serafina raced through the forest, her sharp panther claws ripping into the leafy autumn ground, propelling her long, black-furred body through the underbrush. She scrambled up moss-covered rocky slopes and dashed through shaded meadows of swaying ferns, making her way swiftly home. The sound of rapid footfalls charged up behind her. She burst forward with new speed, leaping over the trunk of a fallen tree, then tearing through an open field. But now, two of them were on her, snarling as they lunged at her sides. The first mountain lion pounced on her back with a ferocious growl and tumbled her to the ground. The second slammed into her head. She spun on them with a hissing bite, pushing them away with her legs and swatting them repeatedly with her claws retracted, then broke free and ran.
"You silly cats need to get out of here," she thought, as she leapt the stream that marked the backside of Diana Hill. "We're getting too close to the house. You've got to go back."
She surged forward, trying to put enough distance between her and her young half-sister and half-brother that they would finally return to the depths of the forest. But seeing her attempts to outrun them, they became more invigorated than ever. Her sister bounded ahead of her, growling playfully as she looked back at Serafina over her shoulder.